Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Compared to some other U.S. cities, in Boston, protests over the death of a black man during an arrest in Minneapolis this week have been relatively peaceful. But a protest in Boston last night became at least confrontational. That's the sound as police tried to disperse a crowd that had gathered in front of the city's District 4 police station. Police used pepper spray at one point. Boston police say 10 people were arrested. Police could not tell us whether or not those people have been released. The confrontation followed what began as a peaceful demonstration nearby in the South End. WBUR's Quincy Walters was there and joins us now. Quincy, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Tell us first about that demonstration.
So in the beginning, there was a sea of people, a very diverse crowd, young, old, black and white. They were holding signs that read, "No justice, no peace, blue lives murder, stop killing black people, and black lives matter." This protest was about more than just the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Protesters here in Boston said this also was to honor the lives of people like Breonna Taylor, a former EMT who was killed by police in her home in Louisville, and Ahmaud Arbery, who was shot and killed after a confrontation with three white men who followed him while out jogging. Demonstrator Tajane Hayes of Boston told me that as a black person, the past month has just been exhausting.
I'm in a perpetual state of anger. I'm constantly angry. I'm very angry, and I think that's okay for right now, for what's going on. I think the only thing to be is angry, and I think we have to figure out a way to move and exist in that anger and keep it moving and figure out what we're going to do at this time.
Now, Quincy, organizers of the demonstration stressed they wanted it to be a peaceful event, but it definitely was an emotional one.
Yeah, it was very emotional. A range of emotions. People were angry. People were frustrated. People were sad. Another demonstrator was Hope Coleman. Her 31-year-old son was shot and killed by police in the South End 4 years ago. She says she was recently in Minnesota to meet with other mothers who've lost children at the hands of police.
I pray every day for these cops to be accountable. Every single cop! It's time for a change! Now!
In 2017, Suffolk County DA Dan Connolly concluded police shot Coleman's son in self-defense after he swung a knife at them.
What happened next in the demonstration?
So the protesters marched a short distance to the Boston Police Department's District 4 station. And there, about 20 officers were lined up in front of the doors with riot helmets. A protester's leashed dog walked up on the steps and a cop yelled at him to get his dog away. And this upset the crowd. It seemed like an overreaction to something very innocuous.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
The crowd got nearly nose to nose with police, chanting, "I can't breathe," referencing the death of Eric Garner, who died after a New York City police officer put him in a chokehold. And they were chanting, "Black Lives Matter." At one point, a Boston police officer smirked, and that's when things began to boil. Demonstrators were yelling at police. They were very close. And then it seems that maybe someone got a little too close and pepper spray came out. No serious injuries that we know of, aside from lots of people rubbing their eyes because of the pepper spray.
Do we expect more protests today?
So protests continue around the country. As for Boston, the mayor is trying to show some support for demonstrators. The city today is holding a prayer vigil at City Hall at 12:30. You can go there, but in light of the pandemic, city leaders are encouraging people to observe virtually.
WBUR's Quincy Walters, thank you.
No problem, Sharon.